Frequently, when a controversial issue appears in the news, my mother asks me, is this good or bad for the Jews? And if one of the primary players in the story is Jewish, well, the question takes on even greater weight. Thus, when I spoke to her recently following the revelations about Bernie Madoff, the answer to her question was simple. This is bad for the Jews, and anyone else who trusted Madoff or trusted anyone who trusted Madoff with their money. The ripple effects of his despicable behavior has yet to be fully felt, but it's clear that the Ponzi scheme he organized wreaked havoc with the lives of many people, those whose personal investments he managed, as well as the not-for-profits whose endowments he has destroyed. The recovery will be slow, for not only will each institution and individual from whom he stole need to restore their economic position, they will also need to determine who to trust the next time they want to invest their money. For trust. Trust was the commodity that Madoff best dealt with. It was because people trusted him that he was able to reach down so deeply into their pockets and take their money. People trusted him with their economic futures, and by exploiting that trust, Madoff grew his personal fortune while he robbed people with a smile. I believe that he is worse than a common criminal. When robbed by someone anonymous, we lose our money. But when we are robbed by someone we trust, by someone we thought we knew, by someone who claims to share our values, we lose not only our money, but confidence, self-respect, even our self-esteem. Madoff's actions will cause those who invested with him to ask, how could I have been so foolish, so easily manipulated? And in response to what's happened, there is little doubt that boards of not-for-profits will examine their conflict of interest statements. But more than just look at policies, people will ask, who can I trust? How can I be certain that those with whom I do business are treating me fairly, honestly, justly? Regrettably, Madoff was not the first to prey on people's trust, nor will he be the last. I once read in a financial newspaper that trust is the lubricant that allows the financial markets to function. And I believe that trust is essential to allow any healthy society to function. Madoff's actions harmed specific individuals and charities, but he also harmed our society as a whole by undermining the trust that is essential for modern society to function. And of course, he used his Jewishness, that he's part of the tribe, to build his clientele, to pad his own fortune. A shanda, my mother would say, an embarrassment. Regrettably, as a function of what he did, our society is now a little less trustworthy and a little more cynical. I'm Robert Barr, rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam, and I encourage you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and there you can comment on my podcast. Thanks for listening.